This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The television version of this show airs on Free Speech TV every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. Award-winning filmmaker Dea Schlossberg is facing a potential 45 years in prison for doing her job as a journalist and documentarian. When five climate activists were arrested last week for their civil disobedience actions of shutting down tar sands pipelines, Schlossberg, who was filming, was also arrested. According to Reuters, she was, quote, charged along with activists Samuel Jessup and Michael Foster on Thursday with three counts of conspiracy, charges which carry a maximum penalty of 45 years in prison. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden tweeted her plight, reminding people that he faces 30 years for leaking classified information from the NSA to media. Meanwhile, Democracy Now! Host Amy Goodman also faces charges in North Dakota for her work in covering the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Goodman broadcast from the Morton County Courthouse on Monday and, as of this recording, has planned to turn herself in. Well, Dea Schlossberg herself now joins me. She is the award-winning filmmaker and producer of Josh Fox's new film, How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change. Welcome to the program, Dea.
Thank you, Sonali.
So first, thank you so much for being on the program. All eyes are on you at this moment. A lot of activists and progressive journalists, documentary filmmakers rallying to your support because people can't believe the charges that you're facing for simply doing your job. Can you tell us what you were doing in the context of your arrest? How do you sort of view the thing that you were doing in terms of your job? Were you holding a camera? What was happening when you were arrested?
I was filming. I was on public property filming an action that I knew wasn't being covered by mainstream media and felt it was my duty as a climate reporter to document. And I was charged with many of the same things that the activists that were doing the action were charged with. And I wasn't the only filmmaker, camera person charged with felonies. There are two more reporters in Washington State, Emily Greitzel and Carl Davis, who are also facing felony charges, who were also just there documenting, reporting on what was going on.
So this was all happening in North Dakota, the state where the Dakota Access Pipeline protests are taking place, but you were covering this other protest?
Yeah, this was a separate action, like in solidarity with, you know, similar aims of fighting climate change and responding to climate emergency. But it wasn't connected to the protests happening at Standing Rock.
So different pipelines, same fight, basically.
Different pipelines, very similar fight. The people at Standing Rock are protecting their land and their livelihood and their water and.
So the charges that you face, and I listed them, essentially, I understand that you were taken into custody. You were held for how long? Were you allowed to contact your lawyer immediately?
I was held for about 53 hours.
Wow, that's more than 2 days.
I had, after my fiance figured out how to get me a phone card, then I was able to make phone calls and get some information about, you know, trying to contact lawyers, but I wasn't actually able to get through to a lawyer until later in my stay there.
And what happened to the footage that you were filming?
The majority of it was taken, was seized as evidence. And they still have that.
So, were they, I mean, were the authorities aware that you're a documentarian? I mean, I'm sure your lawyer has now made the case. So this must be a mistake. She was not an activist. She was not prepared for arrest. The other activists knew what they were getting into. They were doing civil disobedience. They were prepared for their consequences. You were simply there filming. All of that's been made clear to the authorities, and they're still pressing ahead.
They're in conversation. I am very hopeful that they will respond according to all the truth that is now being expressed and that everybody now understands. So my hope is that they'll progress accordingly and ideally drop my charges since I didn't break any laws.
So your colleague Josh Fox has been rallying support for you. Meanwhile, since your arrest, he posted a video on Facebook. We'll play a short excerpt of that in just a moment. He's also posted an open letter that a lot of prominent folks, such as climate activist and actress Daryl Hannah, signed along with actor Mark Ruffalo and musician Neil Young. And now apparently 20,000 people, members of the public, have signed. So pretty a strong rallying. Here's an excerpt of the sort of impassioned and raw video that Josh Fox posted to his Facebook page.
So Dan Schlossberg, for those of you who don't know, was videotaping as a documentarian doing her job a protest in North Dakota. It wasn't the Dakota Access Pipeline, it was tar sands pipelines that were being shut down manually using the emergency shutdown valves of activists who were climate activists. And she was there as a journalist, as a documentarian, to record what was happening with the movement, which is something that I have done for the last 10 years, which is something that she has done for half a decade. She's been a brilliant collaborator, an incredible producer, an incredible partner in working the last 5 years. So she was there to tape these proceedings. She was arrested as an accessory by the North Dakota police, I believe unjustly. And that kind of arrest should send a chill down the spine of any journalist, any artist, any documentarian.
And that's Josh Fox saying that that kind of arrest should send a chill down the spine of any journalist, artist, documentarian, etc. Dea, how much of what you are doing as a filmmaker do you think plays into this? I mentioned Amy Goodman is also being charged. Do you get the sense that as a journalist, when you cover these sorts of climate-related actions, that because of the huge stakes that are involved and the fact that you have the sort of moral, righteousness on your side, you're seen as a threat by the establishment.
I don't know if my arrest in particular was part of a larger effort to suppress media coverage of climate acts, climate related acts. But there's clearly a trend. This is clearly happening in multiple states to multiple journalists, all documenting protests related to the fossil fuel industry and climate change. And so, I mean, people can make can take from that what they will. It's certainly disconcerting. It's pretty frightening. I mean, the pattern is, definitely scary.
Do you see yourself in the same boat as Amy Goodman?
Similar, not the exact same boat, but a similar one.
What do you think needs to happen now? I know that Josh Fox has put out that letter. We'll post a link to it from our website if people are interested in signing it. But is this up to the governor of North Dakota to basically see what's happening in his state and take a stand? Are you calling on people to contact the governor?
I haven't really been involved in writing any of the petitions or making any of the asks. I think the most effective thing people can do at this point is help with legal funds. There are links to those in a lot of the social media going around. And that would help me as well as the other journalists in Washington who are facing, you know, the same fight that I am.
Right. And I think that's a really important point, because as independent journalists and documentarians, you're not flush with cash. You're not part of necessarily a big mainstream media outlet that's going to, you know, have their legal team rush into place or have legal insurance, et cetera. You struggle to financially to make films to begin with, and then to have to fight these legal fights, I can only imagine adds a huge financial burden.
Yeah. I mean, all the expenses to get out there and document what I saw as an important action that needed to be documented was, you know, I paid for, because I felt a moral responsibility to get this story out. Any help would certainly be appreciated.
Now, you're the producer of the film with Josh Fox, How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change. It's a new film. Can you give our audience a brief description of what this film is about? And I imagine that as part of, you know, the solidarity people can express with you, watching your film might be one small step.
Absolutely. The reason that Josh and I both feel so compelled to get this film out as widely as possible is because of the importance of the people in it and their stories and their fight. These are people that are at the front lines of climate change, that are already facing the impacts of climate change. And in short, the film follows Josh's journey to talk to these people, to learn what has carried them through these harsh impacts so far, and learn from them, like what are these values that are deep within us that climate can't change? What are those moral groundings that we all need to hang on to and share with each other to get through, to weather the storms that are already happening? So absolutely, it's all part of the same narrative of people trying to, you know, maintain humanity in the face of massive climate-related changes that are happening.
And can you also tell us a little bit about the subjects that you were filming when you were arrested, the people who were taking this very brave act? We're talking about the charges that you're facing, but they also face charges. And in many ways, they've sort of chosen to martyr themselves for all of us. It's a collective act of love for, you know, shutting down these pipelines, putting themselves in harm's way, not because they personally care about stopping a pipeline, but because it impacts all of us. The climate imperils our species.
Mm-hmm. I can't say a whole lot about them right now,
Of the legal issues involved. Yeah,
the legal issues. I will say that I felt it was very important as a journalist to cover what they were doing. It was an unprecedented act. It shut down all Canadian tar sands entering the U.S. Yeah, that's all I can say.
I completely understand. Certainly, we don't want to jeopardize your legal issues as they are being worked out right now. We wish you the best of luck. Certainly, as a fellow journalist, it's very painful to see other fellow journalists being criminalized for doing their job. Dea, where's the best place for people to find out either information about your film or what's happening with you right now? Any websites you can recommend?
HowToLetGoMovie.com. It's the film website, and there's information there about the film and about what has happened recently with me. And to find out more about the action itself, information is being compiled at shutitdown.today.
So we'll post links to both of those websites then, howtoletgomovie.com and shutitdown.today. Dea, thank you so much and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
My guest is Adea Schlossberg, an award-winning filmmaker and producer of Josh Fox's new film, How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. We're also on Twitter at twitter.com/ruwithsonali.